The human mind is a computer made out of meat. Artificial intelligence guru Marvin Minsky. Similarly, John Searle describes the early optimistic ideas about AI. Any sufficiently complex hardware would do as well as what we have in our skulls, as hopelessly mistaken, and says that nothing since the early days has changed my opinion. As if to underscore Searle's comments, Technomag Red Herring acknowledged in a 2005 overview article that AI ideas are useful in various business areas, but fall short of a grand ontological vision. Fair enough, but it was the grand ontological vision that drove AI in the first place. Science is capable of astonishing achievements, provided that scientists understand clearly the nature of the system they are studying. The human brain is not a calculating machine, and a calculating machine cannot answer our questions about the meaning of life. Even science fiction writer Rob Sawyer's Calculating God could not answer our questions. Computers, however cleverly we build them, do not become spiritual machines, nor can they shed light on the spiritual nature of the human. Humans' spiritual nature. Can humans have a spiritual nature in a universe without purpose or design? As we have seen, the lines of inquiry that seek to ground human nature in a purely material reality have not succeeded. Evolutionary psychology, for example, fails at precisely the point where unique human behavior begins, with genuine altruism. Likewise, primate studies and AI research fail at the very points where we require answers. However, the failure of current materialist explanations does not demonstrate that a non-materialist explanation is true. Indeed, if we seek to ground the nature of the human in a spiritual as well as a material reality, we face at the outset a serious, perhaps fatal, objection. Regarding the nature of the universe itself, 20th century British analytical philosopher Bertrand Russell famously concluded, "Man is the product of causes which had no prevision of the end they were achieving, that his origin, his growth, his hopes and fears, his loves and his beliefs are but the outcome of accidental collocation of atoms. That no fire, no heroism, no intensity of thought and feeling can preserve an individual life beyond the grave,